Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach, author, and founder of Experience Creative. Our topic for today is imperfectly perfect. Our scripture reference comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I'm reading the New Living Translation, and it reads, "Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." May I tell you a secret? I am not perfect. I'm sure that isn't a major newsflash. Yes, indeed, at any given moment, I fail, make mistakes, stumble, and fall flat on my face. This acknowledgement took me years to embrace because I mistakenly thought that I had to be perfect to be loved, recognized, and accepted. Based upon my upbringing, I believed that I needed to perform to receive love and affection. Then one day, I discovered that stellar performance is not supposed to be the deciding factor on whether you are worthy of love. This is the world's mentality. But in God's kingdom, our weaknesses allow God to display His power in and through us. We're taught from a young age cliche behaviors such as never let them see you sweat, showing emotion is weak, failure is for losers. Yet we are not able to truly learn unless we fall. I know this all too well. There are many times in my life that I fail, and I feel so ashamed when I do. One mistake after another, I thought that my life was a waste of time, a mistake in itself. However, as difficult as it is to press beyond the mental and emotional pain, I'm learning to look for the lesson in each failing and mistake. I needed to engage in 5 practices. Number 1, acknowledge or own my fault. Number 2, apologize and ask for forgiveness of others and myself. Number 3, learn the lesson. Number 4, repent, which means to turn from sin, any thought or action that falls short of God's will, and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life. And number 5, last but not least, grow from it and move forward. Admittedly, the hardest of these practices for me is to forgive myself. Even in this challenge, God is there as the source of strength to shower His unfailing love on us. One of my brothers in Christ shared that God knows when we've done wrong. All He wants is for us to come to Him like a child saying, "Daddy, will you fix this?" Daily, I ask for God to fix me and create in me a pure, clean heart and renew a right spirit. I wonder if Adam and Eve had done this, if things would be different in the world. Who knows? But I do believe that when we fail, God anxiously waits for us to come to Him for our restoration and redemption. God loves us so much, and He longs to shower His goodness, mercy, grace, and loving kindness towards us. Another comforting scripture is Romans 5:8. "But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." Another rendition of this scripture is, "I loved you at your darkest." Isn't this the most comforting and wonderful news? We can display the cracks in our armors, be completely vulnerable to Abba Father, and He loves us no matter what, unconditionally and relentlessly, just the way we are. I often say that be your best every day, and your best today may be less or greater than the day before or the day following, but that's okay. Try your best anyway. Allow God to add His super to your natural. Whatever you lack, God will pick up the slack. All He wants is a deeper relationship with us and to know that we can come to Him just as we are, imperfections and all. He will always be there with open arms to love us immensely. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at www.finessaempowers.com. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And my new poetry single, Shift, is currently available on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.